And now, Cityscape Productions presents David and Associates All Things Jacksonville. Your city, its people, and you. Here are your hosts, Bruce Arms and Chris Wayne.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of All Things Jacksonville, your city, its people, and you. I'm your host, Bruce Arms. Thanks for joining us. Great to have you with us today. Today's show is brought to you by Jacksonville's premier dental practice and dental implant center, David and Associates. It's also brought to you by the Nimnick family of dealerships and Safari Truck of Jacksonville. I am joined in the D5 Ultra studios by nobody but my guest, because my co-host, my co-something or other, he was going to be my co-articulator this week, so we're going to have to postpone that one for another week. Chris Wayne managed to make it through the engineering duties of the outdoor show this morning and then just crashed. He's got a cold or something.
I'm honestly not sure how he did it, because when I got in the studio, Chris was just not feeling well at all. I'm surprised he powered through those first couple hours this morning.
Yeah, he looked, I've never seen him like that.
He's a warrior.
Yeah, he is a warrior. And he's got that tip of the spear, acerbic wit that it just comes through. Just in his mien, his attitude, his manner. He didn't even have to say a word and put you in your place. But anyhow, we'll miss him. Our guest today is a returning guest. In fact, he was the first guest on All Things Jacksonville back on June 1st of this year. Mr. Wiley Hodges, Executive Director of First Coast Crime Stoppers, a partnership between the community, the media, law enforcement to work together to solve and prevent crime. Welcome back, Wiley.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate the offer to come back again.
It's good to have you. In the booth today, our inimitable contributing producer, Master Matt LeVay. You're still a master.
Wow.
Let's grow you up. Mr. Matt LeVay. Welcome, sir.
I appreciate it, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
If you have a question, couldn't do the show without you. You know that. If you have a question or want to be a part of the show, feel free to give us a call at 641-1010 or text us on the 1010XL text line built by Lifetime Enclosures. Again, the number for both is 641-1010. And hey, don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/AllThingsJacksRadio. As usual, All Things Jacksonville is all about Jacksonville High School athletics, and we feature a high school sports report every week in our opening segment, sponsored by Airstream Ventures, founders of the High School 912 program, an initiative created to help youth throughout Jacksonville. 912 takes a holistic approach to guide high school students and athletes to reach their full potential by utilizing academic, sports, and life skills to increase the chances of success for students after graduation. Matt, a lot going on.
Well, Bruce, yeah, it's week 8 here of the high school football season, and once again, it's another action-packed night of high school football, and we'll kick things off right now. The Mander Mustangs were on the road in Clay County facing the Oak Leaf Knights. This game was an offensive showdown between these two teams, but Mandarin would get the victory in the end, 34-33 over Oak Leaf. Mandarin improves to 4-3 on the season, while Oak Leaf falls to 5-2. We'll stay in Clay County as Menendez traveled to Clay High. These two teams put on an offensive clinic in this game, but Menendez would escape with the victory, 44-33, and Menendez now sits at 4-2 on the season. Meanwhile, Fleming Island and First Coast found themselves in a close game. It would go down to the wire, but Fleming Island would get the victory 17-14 over First Coast. The Creekside Knights were on the road facing the Atlantic Coast Stingrays. This was another one-possession game late in the fourth quarter, but Atlantic Coast would hold on to win 23-20 over Creekside. Meanwhile, the Lee Generals, Bruce, your team, hosted the undefeated Columbia Tigers. Lee would spoil Columbia's undefeated season as the Generals win 27-21 over Columbia, and Lee now improves to 5-2 with that victory. Let's recap some other quick scores from around the area. Providence beats Christchurch 28-20 to clinch a spot in the playoffs. Bartram Trail dominates Nice 52-22. Stanton wins the 2019 Brain Bowl as they beat Paxson 35-24. Westside defeats Bishop Kenny 22-16. Terry Parker wins a close game over Ed White 19-12. And Episcopal wins big over Jackson 41-6. So week 8 of the high school football season officially in the books, which means the playoffs, Bruce, are just right around the corner.
Thanks, Matt. Great job as usual. Are you doing your sideline stuff?
Actually, yes. So yeah, I've been on the Bulls sidelines this whole entire season. They're putting up a terrific year as well, by the way. But they had a bye week last night, so I actually had the night off. No sidelines last night.
You know, I noticed that. I couldn't figure it out. There was nothing. There was usually on the Bulls sign. I drive by it every day. When I drive by the school, it says Bulls versus, and it's either away or who the team is, and it was blank all week, and I never put it together that it was a bye.
Yeah, those guys earned a hard-deserved, well-earned, bye week, so they're playing really well. Only one loss on the year, and that was the opening week against University Christian, so they've been rolling ever since that first loss.
Well, good job again. This portion of today's show is brought to you by Nimnik Chevrolet and Nimnik Buick GMC. Why buy from a franchise car dealer like Nimnik? Higher standards, that's why. Their service department, for example, is part of the total package you expect when you buy a car. Are you going to take care of me after the sale? Is the question that often comes up. And of course they are, and they can. Better than half of their business is dedicated to servicing what they sell, with factory certified technicians to make sure the job's done right the first time. Their higher standards put you first. So before shopping the big box car store or the vehicle vending machine and wondering where you're going to go if you have a service issue, consider the higher standards of a franchised, authorized service dealer like Nimnik and maximize the return you get on your hard-earned automotive investment. Higher standards, they thought you'd like to know. It's time for our week. Let me get my deep voice on here. Chris isn't here to do hot tickets, so I'm going to do it myself. It's time for our weekly list of three big, fun, unusual, and unique or otherwise interesting events happening in Jacksonville over the next 7 days. This is your hot ticket for October 12th, 2019. Number three.
Number three.
There we go. The Jacksonville Southern Women's Show at the Prime Osborne Convention Center, October 17th through 20th. The Southern Women's Show is Jacksonville's favorite event for women. Discover hundreds of boutiques filled with the latest fashions, trendy jewelry, gourmet treats, health and beauty, and so much more. Enjoy fashion shows, top chefs, and celebrity guests. Bring your mom, sister, best friend, and spend the day doing everything you love. Tickets are $12 at the door.
Number two.
We're not doing very well on our timing there, Matthew. Brighton Beach Memoirs at the Alhambra, Sunday, October 13th, 12 p.m. and 6 p.m. Dreaming of baseball and girls, Eugene must cope with the mundane existence of his family life in Brooklyn. Formidable mother, overworked father, and his worldly older brother, Stanley. Throw into the mix this his widowed Aunt Blanche and her two young but rapidly aging daughters, and you have a recipe for hilarity served up Neil Simon style. If you've never seen a Neil Simon play, got to do it. And don't forget the great food at the Alhambra, too. Tickets are $54 and $56 at alhambrajacks.com.
Number one.
There couldn't be anything but this as number one this week. The Jags versus the Saints. TIAA Bank Field, Sunday, October 13th at 1 p.m. Minshew Mania has taken the world by storm, and I mean the world, not just Jacksonville. And tomorrow it comes back home. Our Jags welcome the New Orleans Saints for a shootout down at the bank. Get there early, enjoy the tailgating and the complete game day experience, and don't forget your jorts, headband, and mustache. Tickets are $59 at Ticketmaster.com. Not all tickets are $59, but I guess that's where they start. Don't miss it. It's great, great. It's a great spirit right now. This Minshew thing is, are you into that, Wiley?
Yes, I think they're doing a great job right now.
Awesome. All right, there's your hot ticket for Saturday, October the 12th, 2019. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we'll be talking with our special guest. You know what? Before we take our break, and we haven't done this in a while, maybe if you're a new listener, you don't really know what All Things Jacksonville is all about. So back during the first show, we explained it probably better than we'll ever explain it, and we're just going to run that cut right now, and you'll learn a little bit about who we are, what we're doing, what we're trying to do. There's some things in there that we haven't achieved yet that we're still trying to achieve, but this is what we're all about. What is All Things Jacksonville? Well, let's break it down. All is the greatest possible amount of a quality or quantity, and can't really even be defined without the second word, thing or things. So all is the entire group of a thing, the entire amount of that group or thing. So are you with me so far? Good. And Jacksonville is the group in that definition. Still with me? Hang in there. All things Jacksonville is actually a self-defining phrase. It's the greatest amount of the quality or quantity of our city. The place where we live, the place where we work, the place we call home. All things simply means that everything about your city and my town is in play on this show. Hence the subtitle, Your City, Its People, and You. And perhaps the most important word in that subtitle is you. Because without you, there's no anything Jacksonville. And we're going to talk to you. Whether you're listening on your radio or a guest in the studio or on a podcast, it's all about you. You are the people, you are the place, you are the city of Jacksonville. You are all things Jacksonville. What's important to you? What's important to me? Because after all, I am one of you. We're going to talk about our history. We're going to talk about the preservation of that history. We're going to talk about business. We're going to talk about current events and relative political issues. And most important, we're going to talk about the people and places in our community that make up the history, businesses, events, and issues. I'm not an expert, but I'm a lifelong resident of this great city, and I'm a student of its history. I love where I live, and the town is my teacher. All Things Jacksonville is a long and never-ending story about what has become a very large group of people. But it's a great story, a great read, and we hope a great listen. For example, Jacksonville has a grand musical history and is full of talented people in that arena, and we want you to participate each and every week. The show has three segment intros that we want to fill with your voices, your instrumentals, and your bands. I'll tell you how to get involved a little later in the show. We also want to hear from you about what you want to hear from us. If you've got a story, a family history, a unique character in that family, send it our way and just maybe we'll get a chance to share it with everybody. We're glad you're listening today, and we hope you'll listen every week. And we hope you'll tell your friends about it, because after all, and there's that word again, all, it's all about you, Jacksonville. All about you.
Tom McManus.
I'm looking for a big contract next year. I ain't putting my body through that.
Tom McManus joins Jaguars Today every Friday morning.
It's my opinion.
10 to noon. Brought to you by McGowan's, the official heating and air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Football season is here, and you know what that means, right? It's time to bet, win, and get paid at mybookie.ag. MyBookie has odds on every game and more prop bets than any other sports book, and absolutely nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it. Did you know you can bet on games after kickoff or parlay your picks to score a huge profit on a small wager? At MyBookie, you can. Don't play on some no-name sports book. If you're going to bet this football season, be smart. Bet with the best at mybookie.ag. Sign up today and MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money to wager on your favorite teams. Use promo code RADIO right now to get your exclusive double your money offer. That's mybookie.ag, promo code RADIO. Play, win, and get paid at MyBookie.
If your home was built before 1975, I have an important message you need to hear. Homes built before 1975 were built with cast iron pipes that are corroding right beneath your feet. Many homeowners are unaware, and your pipes may be decaying completely out of sight. This ticking time bomb can lead to devastating water damage to your home. Our firm is currently representing thousands of Florida homeowners to make their insurance companies pay to replace and repair their pipes. Our lawyers have successfully won money for clients to repipe their homes, but your time to file a claim may be limited. If your home was built before 1975, visit pipelawsuit.com or call us now at 800-888-1234. To find out if your home is affected, visit our website at pipelawsuit.com or call us now at 800-888-1234. Morgan & Morgan.
Offices, Jacksonville.
The Drill. Mornings on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Sportsmen, shooting enthusiasts, and public safety professionals. If you haven't yet been to GT Distributors in Orange Park, you're not only missing out on over 9,000 square feet of the biggest names in tactical gear and police equipment, with the best prices of the year happening now. Our 2019 Glocktoberfest is here at GT Distributors, Friday, October 11th and Saturday the 12th. 48 hours only. Save 15% off the entire store. That's 15% off top brands like Streamlight, Safari Land, and Magpul. From America's law enforcement supply specialist since 1972. Come see us. We're giving away door prizes and a new Glock pistol on both Friday and Saturday. So come say hello during Glocktoberfest at GT Distributors. 2285 Kingsley Avenue, Suite A2 in Orange Park. Friday the 11th from 8:30 to 6 and Saturday the 12th from 9 to 4. For more info, visit gtdiscs.com. Restrictions apply. Select brands excluded.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Ryan Green. Join me immediately following every Gator football game on the 1010XL Facebook page for my instant reaction, brought to you by Mattress Recliner Fit 123. As soon as the Florida game is over, head to 1010XL on Facebook.
You are listening to David and Associates, All Things Jacksonville, your city, its people, and you on 1010XL.
Welcome back, everybody, to All Things Jacksonville. Bruce Arms here. This portion of All Things Jacksonville is brought to you by Safari Truck of Jacksonville. Safari specializes in the application of Linex protective coating for truck bed liners. They take great pride in their personal customer service and wide range of spray jobs. Their standard Linex spray-on bed liners are lab-tested and lifetime guaranteed to protect your truck bed from anything you can throw at it. And here's how it works. Linex permanently bonds to your truck bed with a factory-like finish that follows every angle and curve to preserve precious cargo space while creating a watertight seal. So you have no air gaps or drill holes to give water a place to hide, and of course, rust a chance to take hold. So protect your expensive investment with the toughest bed liner on the planet. Call Safari today and request a quote, or check them out on the web at safaritruckofjacksonville.com. Again, welcome back, everybody. If you listen, we're listening to that What We're All About segment. You heard something in there about music requests, and we haven't had a very good response to that. Maybe it's because I haven't pushed it, but I want to reiterate, if you're a musician, if you're a singer, if you have a band or a group and you've got some good local stuff, I mean, you've written your own music, I'd love to hear from you. Go to our Facebook page and let me know who you are. I'll get in touch with you, and then we'll get a cut of some of your stuff and maybe even invite you in to do your stuff live as we come in and out of our breaks. We'd really love to put some local music flavor on the show. We are with our special guest today, Mr. Wiley Hodges, who is a second-time guest. He opened our show with us June 1st. It was the first All Things Jacksonville. Wiley is the executive director of First Coast Crime Stoppers, which is a partnership between the community, the media, and law enforcement to work together to solve and prevent crime. Wiley was born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville native, just like me. I've been thinking about making a club out of that. For the All Things Jacksonville native show, we'll get these 1010XL t-shirts like this and put native on one side.
Won't be that many of us.
We've actually had a few on here. We had, Matt Carlucci's a native. Michael Corrigan was a native. So we've had quite a few. It's been a lot of fun. Wiley graduated from Andrew Jackson. I went to Lee. So we were big rivals back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Played at the Gator Bowl on Thanksgiving Day. Wiley was a member of the Marine Corps. Thanks for your service. Appreciate that. He's married, has 4 children, 8 grandchildren. We talked about that last show. I'll never catch him. I've got 2 and 5, and game over. Wiley is retired from the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office in 2005 with, get this, 34 years of service. In fact, in that 34 years, Wiley served in every civil service and appointed rank within the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. He retired holding the rank of undersheriff, and the sheriff at that time was Congressman John Rutherford.
Right.
So, very interesting. He has an associate's degree in criminal justice, a bachelor's degree in liberal arts. Plus, he graduated from the FBI National Academy. And after the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about that. I want to hear some about that. You know, why'd you do that? And we'll get there. He's also graduated from the United States Secret Service School, which is another fascinating subject. We're going to talk more about the man than the organization today. In 2005, in February, he accepted the position of executive director of First Coast Crime Stoppers. Wiley, let's not assume anything. Let's let people know what Crime Stoppers is. When did it start? I mean, it's not just the Jacksonville local phenomenon. It's a national organization, is it not?
Yes, it is. Crime Stoppers program actually started some probably close to 40 years ago. It actually started in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and it is a nationwide program. The program's throughout the nation run their own programs, but we're all run the same way, basically. And the key to all of our programs is the anonymity. That's what makes the programs great. That's what makes the program work. That's the heart of the program, is the anonymity and the ability to receive a reward if your tip leads to an arrest at that time. It's not arrest and conviction, which could be 10 years, 15 years down the road in on particular cases, but it's upon arrest you do receive your reward. And that's the same way it works throughout the nation. Actually, it's beyond the nation. They have Crime Stoppers programs in Canada and also in Japan. So it's a huge organization. Like I say, it's about 40 years in existence. Our local program here, First Coast Crime Stoppers, I actually cover six counties. I cover Duval, Clay, Nassau, Union, Baker, and Bradford. And our program is actually one of the younger programs. We've been in existence probably, it started 2 or 3 years before I was there, so about 15 years now. And however, we have been one of the most successful programs, particularly in the state of Florida. And I would go farther to say that even one of the better programs, and when I say better, I don't mean we're better, but we've solved a lot of crime with our program, and we've been very successful with it in the 15 years that we've been in existence, and we're very proud of that.
With the territory that you guys cover, the six counties, how does that stack up against the other organizations in the country?
I really cover...
Is that more area than most?
I cover more area than most, and particularly if you're looking at size and population. I mean, Jacksonville is huge. But most of the programs, you know, cover one or two counties. There's a few of us that cover four or five, but I think myself and the Central Florida is probably the two largest ones in the state of Florida. And I think they cover five or six counties also.
Let's kind of get into the nitty-gritty here. How exactly does it work? I mean, I'm looking at your brochure here.
Yep.
It says, if you know someone committed a crime, do the right thing and get paid for it. Call us first, nobody will know, and we'll pay you cash. How does that exactly work? Okay, I know that you stole somebody's lunch money, Wiley, and I'm gonna. What do I do?
Okay.
How do I get a hold of Crime Stoppers?
The process is very, very simple. You know, we can talk about it and make it sound difficult, but it's extremely simple. There's three ways to get a hold of us. You can call us on the phone at the 1-866-845-TIPS number. You can go to the website, to www.firstfccrimestoppers.com. You can do it on the website. You can also download an app, which is becoming very popular on your phone. If you got an iPhone, you go to your Apple Store and just type in P3 Tips, and it will guide you to setting that program up, and you can actually give tips off your cell phone. If you got Android, you just go to Google Play and go through the same process, the P3 Tips. You can also follow us on Facebook. You can't give tips on Facebook, and also follow us on Twitter. But simply put, all the three methods that I gave you is how to contact us. All of those are anonymous. Whether you call us on a regular phone, whether you go to the internet, or whether you use your iPhones or Android phones and contact us via your cell phone, they're all anonymous. Excuse me. But simply put, all you have to do is call that one of these systems that I just given you. You give the information to the our call center people, which, by the way, is located in Canada. It's a huge, it's 24/7, multi-language. So, you know, we can take information from just about anything or anybody. You give the information. If you try to give your name, they'll stop you. We don't want your name. We don't want your address. All we want is your information. At the end of that, they will give you a code number. And that's all that we ever know you by. And that's all that anybody involved in this program will ever know you by is a code number. They'll also give you another number to call, and that number you call weekly. And the purpose of that is to find out the status of your case. When you call that number, we can tell you if your information was valid or not valid, an arrest was made, or we may, you know, have to tell you that the police already had that information, and we go from there. So let's say that you call us and we tell you that your information is valid and we're going to pay a reward. What happens is I have a board that consists of 16 board members. We meet once a month. One of the major purposes in our board meeting is to go through the cases, determine the type of cases that were solved through tips, and put a number on it, the number being how much we're going to pay out. We pay, of course, up to $3,000 on some of these. Most any and all murder cases that are solved through us, we do pay out the maximum, which is the $3,000. So we have the individual, the tipster, that called in. We tell them to call back the day after our board meeting. The day after our board meeting, they'll call back. We will tell them how much the board decided to pay them for their information, then we tell them how to pick up their money for the reward. So, like I say, it's for the people that are calling in. It's a very simple process. You call, you give the information. It's imperative on you to maintain your code number because that's all we ever know you by, and if that's all we could ever pay you by. But we tell you, you know, how to go get that money, where to go get it, and you also remain anonymous during that process.
You've been one of the more successful programs in the country.
Yes, sir. We've been very successful in solving crimes. We've solved, and it's unfortunate that we've got a lot of murders, but we have solved a lot of murders since I've been there. I think we've solved 119 murders, and these are murders that the police and all did not have information on.
That's an amazing statistic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have the honor and the privilege of sitting on your board.
Yep.
I really appreciate that opportunity to serve. And it's very interesting to sit in the board meetings and listen to the discussion. It's really a caring group of people, and they do great work. I'm still rather new to the organization, and I don't chime in as often as I'd like to, but I just want to tell you, they're very, very on point when they have these discussions.
Yeah, we'll get you talking soon, though. You'll free up and feel comfortable in talking. But no, it's a good group of people, and they all, you know, from all aspects of from law enforcement to the private businesses and stuff. And we need that and want that because we need to get the perspectives from all angles and not just one in the things that we do and the programs we do and even in the money that we're paying on rewards. So it's important to have different people from different areas.
I want to reiterate one of the most important things in this process is that you call Crime Stoppers first. Crime Stoppers is not going to hold your information. They immediately notify law enforcement, but it is important that you call them first, and don't lose your number when you do that.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up because the program is set forth that to be eligible for a reward, you do have to call Crime Stoppers first. And the reason for that, the whole program was set up for people who are afraid or not going to give information to the police. And, you know, if the police have already worked in that case, then and the information, you know, is already there, then so be it. But we still appreciate you calling and giving the information. But if you do, if you want to be eligible for a reward, you have to call us first, get a case number or a number that we know you by, and let us work it from there. And but we do, it goes immediately to the police. If it's a situation such as you're watching TV and you see somebody on there that they're showing from a video or whatever, and you go to the grocery store and you see this man or woman that you saw on TV, well, expediency is pretty expediency is whether they're going to catch them or not. So a lot of people say, well, if I call Crime Stoppers, then they got to do this. Well, no, if you call and you're talking about something that is an exigent circumstance, the call center calls the police or sheriff's office, wherever the location is, and gives them that information immediately. And then they will call us later and tell us that they've already given that information to the police so that we don't have to duplicate it. But the information, you know, whether it's exigent or whether it's something that just needs working on and is not of an emergency situation, you know, we handle it as fast as possible, and we will be very expedient in getting the information out and getting the information investigated. So, but you do have to call us first and get your number.
You're listening to All Things Jacksonville on 1010 XL 92.5 FM. Bruce Arms, along with my guest Wiley Hodges, the executive director of First Coast Crime Stoppers. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more, get a little more detail, and learn a little bit more about Mr. Hodges himself and his career in law enforcement. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You can now watch The Drill and Franchi Show live every day on YouTube and Twitch. On YouTube, search 1010XL Video, all one word. On Twitch, search 1010XL Jacksonville, all one word. Watch The Drill and Franchi live 7 to 9 a.m. and 3 to 5 p.m. on YouTube and Twitch.
You know, your smile says volumes about you. Simply put, a beautiful smile attracts. I'm Dr. Joel David here at David & Associates.
New D5 Ultra Express Laboratory.
Where cutting-edge technology lets us digitally design, mill, and create spectacular makeovers overnight instead of waiting weeks walking around with a plastic temper in your mouth. Want that beautiful smile? Change your life. Call us for a free consultation.
With the D5 Ultra Express, a more attractive smile is only a day away.
You have to be up in 5 hours, 2 hours, 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
Your smile, the most instinctive thing you do. But what if you can't smile because of missing or broken teeth, or can't enjoy your favorite foods? Our world-class professionals will provide the personalized, gentle care you deserve. Complete smile makeovers, Zoom laser whitening, crystal clear braces, Invisalign and dental implants, the latest in technology and digital imaging. Call us today and get better care at David & Associates. Live happier. Live healthier. Live your best smile.
The Drill. Mornings on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Like a lot of women these days, Mackenzie Tudor knew exactly what she wanted in an engagement ring.
I'm a big fan of Pinterest. I've been studying this for years.
She wanted a pear-shaped diamond in a certain designer setting, but became frustrated quickly when most jewelers just didn't have it.
You can go in a lot of diamond stores and they don't have the pear shape. They may have one option. They may have two if you're lucky.
Then she and her boyfriend Tim found Diamonds Direct, with one of the largest selections of loose diamonds in America in stock every every day.
Diamonds Direct had more than dozens of the exact size and shape of diamond that I was looking for.
And because Diamonds Direct carries all the top bridal designer lines, names like Viraggio and Simon G, finding the ideal setting was just as easy.
The styles at Diamonds Direct, they go right along with Pinterest. They are exactly what every girl's looking for.
Diamonds Direct, the exact diamond you want, the designer ring you've been dreaming of. No compromise necessary.
I can't say enough about how many compliments I get on my ring from Diamonds Direct every day.
Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion.
Off Town Center Parkway, just left of the Hyatt.
This is the Mangler. By now you've heard my commercial for Advanced Disposal and our need for CDL drivers. As a result, we've added some good drivers to our team. However, we still have some positions to fill. We're looking for CDL drivers in Northeast Florida, especially in Clay County, St. Johns County, and yes, Duval. Come be a starter on our team. Earn a solid wage and get full benefits. Head to our website, advancedisposal.com/careers, and get signed up today. That's advancedisposal.com/careers.
Equal opportunity employer.
Welcome to More Than Enough Reason with Geico. You're eating spicy food and start to get that prickly feeling on your tongue.
Oh, this has a kick.
You have more than enough reason to pump the brakes, but no, nothing's going to hold you back now.
This is good. A little hot, but good.
You've also got more than enough reason to switch to Geico, because with Geico, you've got the ability to reach an agent for help 24/7, unlike your ability to get more water at this restaurant.
Yeah, you can just leave the pitcher this time.
And even though you regret overlooking the four little peppers next to your dish on the menu, you'll never feel overlooked with Geico, because they're available 24/7. Maybe that's why they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Oh, wow.
So, while you're trying to look composed with a mouthful of ice cubes as you fan yourself with the drink menu, you can feel relieved knowing Geico helps with homeowners and renters insurance through the Geico Insurance Agency, too. At least, once you can feel your lips again.
Geico. More reasons than ever to switch today.
Hey, this is Joe C. How'd you like to win lunch on us and Beaver Chevrolet? Just log on to 1010XL.com and click on the Wow Your Lunch link and sign the office up. Me and Bucky from Beaver Chevrolet will show up at your office with free lunch from Zaxby's.
You're listening to David and Associates, All Things Jacksonville. Your city, its people, and you on 1010XL.
Welcome back, everybody. All Things Jacksonville on 1010XL 92.5 FM. My special guest today is Mr. Wiley Hodges, Executive Director of First Coast Crime Stoppers, a partnership between the community, the media, and law enforcement to work together to solve and prevent crime. My co-host, Chris Wayne, is a little under the weather. Gave him a hall pass, let him go. But he'll be back next week. Wiley.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about funding for a second. I think one thing that impressed me the most when we were talking the first time is you're free. I mean, I don't know how.
Well, nothing's exactly free.
Not free, but you don't cost the taxpayers any money.
We don't cost the law-abiding taxpayers any money.
Oh, that's right. The criminals do have to pay.
Yeah.
$20, right?
Yeah. Let me let me take a minute and tell you how that works. And it's really it's just a plus for the program. But there's a Florida state statute that mandates if you're convicted of a crime, even if adjudication is withheld, if you're convicted of a crime, you pay $20 into the First Coast Crime Stoppers fund. It's a state statute. So that's where we get our bread and butter money. However, two things that happen. Number one is probably only 45 or at the most 50% of the people that should be paying the fines pay them. You got to remember you're dealing and talking about criminals, so they really don't care about paying your fine. But if everybody that was convicted of a crime paid their fine, we'd have plenty of money to run the program without having to do fundraisers. However, that doesn't occur, and I don't see it occurring in the near future. So we do have a couple of fundraisers we do each year. We do
Your biggest one's coming up next week?
Biggest one is coming up Monday, the 21st, Monday week. The 21st of October, we have our biggest fundraiser, which is a golf tournament out at Deerwood. So, you know, if you're inclined to help us with any type of gifts or donations or whatever the case may be.
What do you need? You're full. You've already got all the foursomes you can handle.
I got a lot of players, but you know, we need stuff that we can auction. What we do is we have the golf tournament and we feed, and then we have an auction at the end. We also, you know, have giveaway gifts that are less expensive than the things that we would auction, of course. But we always need plenty of gifts to give away. We need some auction items still that we can auction at the end of the game. But we have a good time, and it's our biggest fundraiser of the year. We also do sporting clays in April of each year, and that also is one of our two fundraisers, of course. And we raise little money. That one also is not as much as the golf tournament, but we do have a great time with shoot. And if you are a shooter, contact us, and I'll be sure to get the information to you before we have the shoot. And once again, we do the same thing there. We have auction. Actually, there we have a silent auction type of deal. But we're always in need of the funding. And you know, the program, like I say, there's a state statute that mandates the $20 that the bad guys or the criminals or conviction have to pay, which means our program costs the city of Jacksonville $0. And our program costs law-abiding citizens $0. And there's very few programs that can tout that, but we do. And so we do appreciate and we do ask for any types of donations. You can go to our website, www.fccrimestoppers.com, and there's a method on there. You'll see a big red donate button if you'd like to donate. Or if you can contact us at our office number, 398-5883, or my cell number, 759-7698, if you have something that you would like to donate that we could give away as a gift or we could auction, be more than glad to come by and pick it up and would appreciate the donation from anyone.
Can't tell you how fun the event is. The golf tournament is awesome. The food's great. You get a lunch to start off, but the most exciting thing are the giveaways and the auctions. It's just a lot of fun. So if you're a business out there and you got something you might want to donate to be auctioned off to help the cause, give us a shout. Just Google Crime Stoppers and you'll find all the ways there are to get in touch, or just go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/allthingsjacksradio, and I'll get you in touch with the right people. Wiley, when you were here last time, we were talking about one of the reasons that Crime Stoppers is so important today is things just aren't like they used to be. And I was thinking about that on my way to the station this morning. Has the world really changed that much over the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years? I mean, we think back, you and I are about the same age, and we think back to our youth, and I don't know if it's that it wasn't happening or if we just didn't know about it.
But no,
has it really changed?
It has really changed. You know, it's there was a lot more respect, if you will, for law enforcement and law enforcement officers back when, and there was a lot of more respect. I think individually, people seemed to care more about themselves and about others than we have now. You know, one of the issues and one of the things that we try to push for people to call Crime Stoppers, there's a lot of people that have a lot of information about crime. You don't have to be a criminal to know what's going on. You hear it, you see it. And there's a lot of people that have this information, but for a number of reasons, they're not going to call and give this information to the police. And a lot of those reasons are because they're afraid of being the next victim. If somebody finds out they called in.
Retribution.
They're afraid that they can't miss work to have to go to court and testify. And unfortunately, at this day and time, there's a lot of people that are not going to call the police because they just don't like the police. And that's a sad note, but it's a true note. And we're that go-between. You know, if you've got information about a crime or a criminal and you don't want to go forward by calling the police, then you call Crime Stoppers. And with those two options, there's absolutely no excuse if you have information not to give it out. You can give the information through the police and become known, or you can give the information to Crime Stoppers and remain anonymous. But, you know, it's necessary for everyone to participate in trying to solve the crimes in our cities and communities. And the only way that we can do that is everyone helping. If you know something, you got to either tell the police or call Crime Stoppers, and we'll handle it.
Bottom line is do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
And what Crime Stoppers does is make it easy to do the right thing. A lot of rewards aren't even picked up, so a lot of people just do it to do the right thing, and the reward's not the important aspect of it.
Yeah, that's true. As a matter of fact, on the rewards that people are eligible to come and pick up, probably only about 50% of the people ever come and pick up their money. And that ranges anywhere from a few hundred dollars to several thousand dollars that people never pick up. And a lot of them, when they call us, they tell us right up front, I don't care about your money. I want to do the right thing. I just need to get this off my chest. But I don't want to call the police for X amount of reasons. So we get that information. They never pick up the money. But it is there if they want it. And we certainly... You know, we encourage them to come and pick up the money. That's what the program's all about. You know, give us the information and we'll pay you if your tip leads to the arrest.
Let's talk about, you got a small staff, you got a board of directors, you got a lot of people that the police department is certainly on your side, but you still need more help, right? Let's talk about your outreach and volunteer programs.
Actually, we have discussed it in the last few months, and it is a program that we're looking at and want to start, and that is volunteers. Yeah, right now, my board of directors is full. We do have associate board of directors, and now we're wanting to start what we will call our volunteer Crime Stoppers. And basically what we're looking for is young people, older people that could help us in a lot of events. You know, when we do our events, our fundraising events, we always need new help. I only have myself and three staff people, and then I have 16 people on my board. But you know, we have the different events. Not only fundraising, we have events where we go to the shopping centers and other places where we set up tables and give out information and answer questions and whatever. And most of my board members are working people that have to work every day. So we're looking at trying to get some volunteers that when school's out, that the younger people can help us, or some retired people that could help us during the week and all at some of these functions. And we'd like to get them, train them so they can answer the questions about Crime Stoppers. And I think that it would be a big asset to our program.
We are going to go to break a little early so we can talk a little bit about you, Mr. Hodges, when we come back, and your career in law enforcement. You're listening to All Things Jacksonville on 1010XL 92.5 FM. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
The ball game is over!
After you watch the game, discuss it with Hacker and Leon Searcy. The Window World of Northeast Florida Fifth Quarter. Presented by Florida Pump Service and Atomac Harley-Davidson Motorcycles on 1010XL.
Have you ever considered what braces can do? It can give you a beautiful smile that can empower you in school, business, and social situations.
Our world-class professionals will provide the personalized, gentle care you deserve.
David and Associates have been providing quality braces and Invisalign for children, teens, and adults for over 20 years. Call today for a free consultation and exam. You can afford braces at David and Associates. Change your life and call for a free consultation.
Sportsmen, shooting enthusiasts, and public safety professionals.
If you haven't yet been to GT Distributors in Orange Park, you're not only missing out on over 9,000 square feet of the biggest names in tactical gear and police equipment, with the best prices of the year happening now. Our 2019 Glocktoberfest is here at GT Distributors, Friday, October 11th and Saturday the 12th. 48 hours only. Save 15% off the entire store. That's 15% off top brands like Streamlight, Safariland, and Magpul. From America's law enforcement supply specialist since 1972. Come see us. We're giving away door prizes and a new Glock pistol on both Friday and Saturday. So come say hello during Glocktoberfest at GT Distributors. 2285 Kingsley Avenue, Suite A2 in Orange Park. Friday the 11th from 8:30 to 6 and Saturday the 12th from 9 to 4. For more info, visit gtdiscs.com. Restrictions apply. Select brands excluded.
Everyone loves a beautiful smile. It's too bad you have to go to one place to see a dentist, another for cosmetic or implant dentistry, and still another for orthodontics, and they all still rely on some faraway lab. Fortunately, there is one place, David & Associates, that combines some of the nation's most experienced cosmetic and general dentists, board-certified surgeons, and orthodontists all in one welcoming office. When it comes to comprehensive dental services, there's only one place, David & Associates.
Jaguars Today, 10 to noon weekdays on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I love the fall in Jacksonville. You know what else is absolutely out of this world? The fall over at the Blue Crab Crab House. Sit out in that deck, enjoy the best Bloody Marys in town. Absolutely a staple right here throughout the city. Located on Julington Creek Road in San Jose, the best seafood, crabs, oysters, it does not matter. Locally owned and operated going back to 1996. I'm talking about the Blue Crab Crab House, located on Julington Creek Road in San Jose.
The regular season is underway and the storylines are beginning to unfold. Will a team go 16-0, currently sitting at 5-1? And at 6-1, will a team remain winless the rest of the season? Let's not forget individual team championship odds and, of course, will a QB win MVP? Follow all the action at betonline.net as the top teams in football continue down their road to Miami. Before the next kickoff, head over to betonline.net on your laptop or mobile device and check out the site today. Bring the game home at betonline.net.
Ever wish a button could undo what you said at the office party?
Ned, my office, now.
A button for emptying the dishwasher.
Honey, dishes!
If you have sleep apnea but have trouble using CPAP, now there's a button to replace it. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body with just a click of a remote. That's right, just a button. If you're struggling with CPAP, great sleep awaits at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com. Inspire, sleep apnea innovation. No mask, no hose, just sleep.
Talk to your doctor to see if Inspire is right for you and review important safety information at InspireSleep.com.
This is Dr. Kevin Murphy with Southeast Orthopedic Specialists congratulating our Scholar Athlete of the Week, Bradley Ashmore, a senior football player and track and field athlete at Fletcher High. Bradley is headed to Vanderbilt University. Congratulations, Bradley.
You're listening to David & Associates All Things Jacksonville, your city, its people, and you on 1010XL.
Welcome back, everybody. Bruce Arms here. Chris Wayne's out sick. Our guest is Mr. Wiley Hodges, Executive Director of First Coast Crime Stoppers. And we did save enough money. What I wanted to talk about this time more than anything was you and your career in law enforcement. That's just so important. You've been here all your life. Went to school here. In fact, we were at competing high schools at the same time.
That's right.
But let's talk about your law enforcement career. You went to... How big was the FBI Academy? And how big was the Secret Service School? That was all stuff that... Was that an elective? Or was that something that you needed to go through to perform your...
No, actually, it was... It's an application process. First of all, you have to... Your department has to want you to go. And from there, then you send your applications in, and you're accepted or not. But no, it was a great experience. I know that when I was, I think I went to the FBI Academy when I was a lieutenant, and I went to the Secret Service School, which was several weeks long when I was a sergeant. But both of those were tremendous, tremendous experience. And, you know, the FBI Academy, I think it was 12 weeks that I went to. But, you know, it's not just the information that you learn at these things. It's contacts that you make. And crime doesn't stay in one city or one state. And you meet all these contacts that you can call and talk to about different things. And them, you. Because, like I say, the criminals, they travel, they move. And it's good to have a name and a face that you can put with that name. And that's probably, to me, the most important part of those schools that I went to. It was very interesting, though, and seeing the Secret Service School was a few weeks long, but it was very interesting. I went down there, as a matter of fact, during one of the presidential inaugurations and got firsthand view of what they do, and we went with them. I was glad that I got to go to both of those. I enjoyed them both, and I think that they were certainly an asset to me in my career.
In 34 years, you've met a lot of good people and a lot of bad people.
Yes, yes.
Do you have a highlight? Anything that just stands out more than anything else in that 34-year civil servant career?
Well, I guess I do have a highlight of one thing that probably doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people, especially the younger people right now. But during my career, my younger career as a law enforcement officer, I was each time that Elvis Presley came to town, I was a bodyguard. And that was quite an experience. And, you know, it's I look back now and think of things that I wish I had done, like some more autographs and stuff that I didn't do then. But that was, I won't say the highlight of my career. The highlight of my career was each time I got promoted. I always think of that because that was a really fun time. So I've done that several times. Each time he would come here, I can't even think of the guy's name, would call us and myself. And he used us each time. The only time we didn't do it was the first time he was here. But that was something I would not have been able to do had I not been on the sheriff's office.
That's quite interesting. And when you're talking about the autographs, you mean you didn't get enough of them, right?
I didn't. Yeah, yeah. You know, who would know? You know, who would know where all that would go?
I want to thank everybody for listening to this edition of All Things Jacksonville on 1010XL 92.5 FM. I want to thank our sponsors again. Jacksonville's premier dental practice and dental implant center, David & Associates, the Nimnick family of dealerships, and Safari Truck of Jacksonville. And Whaley, I certainly want to thank you for coming on, and we're certainly going to have you back again sometime. Mm-hmm. Wish you the best of luck with your tournament next week.
Thank you very much.
I know having a full set of golfers makes a lot of difference.
Makes tremendous difference, and I appreciate it. And if any of those golfers are listening, I really appreciate your support in this fundraiser.
And again, if you're a business person, you got something you like to give to the cause for the auction to help First Coast Crime Stoppers, please do that. Just Google Crime Stoppers, or you can do it on our Facebook page. Just let me know, and I'll get you in touch with the right people. Again, thanks for listening. We'll have the folks from Jack's Geo Challenge on with us next week. Hopefully Chris will be back next week in good spirits and healthy. Thanks again, Wiley, for joining us.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it.
We'll bring the whole board next time. How would that be?
Hey, we'll have a room full.
Let's do it. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Stay safe. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. And go Jags. See you next week.